now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Surprise, surprise, it's not Lorette. You are stuck with me, Matt Santos, today for Chino Valley Day on Talk of the Town. We have a great show scheduled for you today with Christina Tranel, our senior planner, new to the area, and Eric Granillo, our brand new council member. So stick around. We'll be here all hour with these two and talking about what's happening in and around Chino Valley. Stick around to KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Ho, ho, ho! Step aside, Rudy!
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy! Our route is the same as Cat for Links!
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, from the town of Chino Valley, talking to you today about what's happening in and around Chino Valley and the surrounding areas. Now, once a month, we take over these microphones on behalf of the town from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Lorette, who is our every week host here for Talk of the Town, takes a Monday off here and there, and she lets me come on in to talk specifically about what's happening with the town specifically, and that's what we're going to do today. Now, before we get into it, typically right around now is when I'll read off a few things, some calendar events, some public service announcements of what's happening in and around the town with events and programs and sporting events with the high schools. Well, guess what? Oh, earlier this year, something happened. What was it called there, Bill? Was it COVID-19, the coronavirus that obviously we're all dealing with? So rather than give you information that is changing on a daily basis as far as attendance and locations and in person or virtual, what I'm going to do is encourage you for all things having to do with the town itself. Please take a look at chinoaz.net. And at the top of that town official page in the upper right corner is links to all of our social media, our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook and YouTube channels. So that's where you're going to find the most up-to-date information on any changes or adjustments to schedules and programs for the town of Chino Valley. One thing to keep in mind, normally, and this is nothing to do with coronavirus or COVID, normally our council meetings take place the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at 202 North Highway 89 in Chino Valley. But during the holiday seasons, traditionally November and December, we limit that to one meeting a month, and we've already had our meeting for December, so guess what? No more council meetings for us till January. So agendas for those meetings and packets full of information for you to educate yourself on will be posted at chinoaz.net a week or so before the meetings take place. So remember, second and fourth Tuesday of every month are the council meetings. Peppered in between there are things like Park and Rec Advisory Board committee meetings, planning and zoning meetings. These are all open to the public, whether in person or on YouTube and Facebook streaming. So check out chinoaz.net for the latest information on how you can not only view but participate. Public meeting participation is always encouraged. For events that are happening for the Chamber of Commerce, chinovalley.org is where you're going to find out the latest information on all of that. That is the Chamber of Commerce website. And again, with things changing on a daily, sometimes hourly basis as far as what we can and what we will do in and around the town, that's the best place to find your information, chinovalley.org. That leaves one other major entity with the town of Chino Valley, or in the town limits anyway. That is our school district, the Chino Valley Unified School District. For most of you, of course, are aware because of the interaction with your children and your neighbors and your families. In-person classroom attendance was on limited for part of this past semester, and then it went to full in-class. Recently, it was voted on by the school board to go effective last week into, again, online learning only through the last 2 weeks of this semester. And then, of course, we've got our holiday break returning to classes on January 4. So the goal is for students to be able to return back to in-person learning January 4. But again, to stay abreast of all things up to date, chinovalleyschools.com. Is where you're going to find out information on that. So we've got all of that out of the way. Let's introduce our guest, Eric Granillo, our brand new council member. How are you, Eric?
Good, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it because we had another guest scheduled. Now, we lucked out, though. Our scheduled guest was unable to make it, so we've upgraded. And our other guest in studio for her radio debut, Christina Tranel, our senior planner. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad. I'm glad you were both able to make it. Last month when I had this show scheduled, I had we were in flux. We hadn't had an official council winner declared yet. We were still waiting for the final numbers for the county. So Eric had been tentatively scheduled, and then we put him over to December when we can make it official. Your cohort, Tom Armstrong, did join us because his run was settled in the primary. And we had scheduled our, at the time, mayor-elect Jack Miller, our former vice mayor, scheduled. And it goes to show the lengths people will go to avoid coming on the radio with me. Jack Miller, mayor-elect, was scheduled in November. Something, car accident on his way to the studio, something. He made something up. I don't know what it was. He was involved in a little bit of a fender bender. Everything was fine. He got delayed on the road and was unable to make it at the last minute. So he guaranteed me he would be here on December 14th. Well, guess what? The lengths he will go to avoid talking to me, we hope Mr. Miller, Mr. Mayor, is feeling better after his surgery on Friday. I don't know what it is. He's going to be scheduled for January. I'm not sure how many excuses he has left, but I feel sorry for every pet in his household because he's going to have to pull out the big guns to avoid me in January. I don't know what's going on. But, again, we lucked out. We have an even better guest, our senior planner, Christina Trannell. Trannell, I'm butchering it. Trannell. I even wrote a note on how to say this. Christina, tell me a little bit about yourself. Then we're going to get to our council member here. What? When were you hired by the town of Chino Valley?
I was hired in September, and I was living in Illinois, so I had about a month to move out here.
Illinois.
Yep.
Was that home base for you for a long time? Is that where you were born and raised?
Yeah, that's where I was born and raised.
Yeah? There's the cold winters.
Yes.
In Illinois. Was it, were you in the metro area, Chicago area, or what area of Illinois?
No, I grew up on a farm, so I was out in the country.
Oh, so this is no shock to you, the wide open spaces that we call Chino Valley.
Right.
A little bit more sunshine, a little bit warmer weather, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely both.
Yeah? What was it like? What kind of town was it? Was it agriculture, farming community? But what was the size? What was the population like?
Oh, it was about 2,000 people.
Whoa, my goodness. That's a neighborhood, Eric. What's going on?
That's a mayor's on a.
How did you get involved in city and town planning, and that? What was the genesis of that interest?
Oh, I think it has to do with how I grew up. Growing up on a farm, I was interested in land and land use, and my dad also served on the zoning commission in Joe Davies County. So I guess that was part of it too.
Well, welcome to Chino Valley. We're going to put her on the spot here. What's your take so far? I can't count. That's why I'm on radio. Three something like that months? Is that about right?
Yeah.
What's your take so far?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty mild so far as our winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give me a little bit of what a planner does.
Oh, we do lots of things. We answer a lot of questions from the public, from realtors, people interested in buying property, interested in developing, maybe doing commercial businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are like daily activities. We also do long-range planning, so planning what the community is going to look like in 10, 20 years.
That is a very much discussed topic within Chino Valley, as I'm sure the last few months have taught you. And Eric, you know quite a bit about that. We're going to get into your history with the area in a few moments as well. But the balance of growth, smart growth, and growth that helps the community as opposed to growth that can actually harm the community in the way of resources and overpopulation things. The bulk of us who have moved to Chino Valley, who have come from other areas, came because we like that elbow room. Mm-hmm. We like the dark skies. Yet a town, specifically town of Chino Valley, that relies on sales tax for its income, has to balance those decisions between what is good growth, what is too much, what's not enough, how can we survive as a town. And key to that is small and independent businesses that Mr. Granillo has been involved with, and that's a big chunk of what you bring to the council. Am I correct in that?
That's correct. Yeah, I've had my own business since I was 19 years old. I'm still running it. We have 18 employees. And
well, that was what, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
1921 now.
It's been a while. Actually, it's been a while. But, so we run a development company also, me and my brother, and my dad's been setting up mobile homes in Chino Valley for the last 35 years, so we've been around town a long time.
The name Granillo is well known in this area. We're going to get into Eric's history, talk a little bit about the changes that he's seen over the years that he's lived in this area, and we're going to get some further thoughts from Christina on what is in store for Chino Valley as a whole when we return to Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, right after these messages.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
We could all use a little more joy this holiday season. That's why I've been gifting Arizona Lottery holiday tickets left and right.
Ooh.
With over $26 million in cash prizes and $400,000 in second chance cash prizes, it's no wonder people jump with joy.
Woohoo!
Break out into song. And get festive. So what do you say? Are you ready to give the gift of joy this year with the new Arizona Lottery holiday tickets?
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for sticking around. This is Matt Santos on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities. We are here with Christina Tranel, our senior planner with the town of Chino Valley, new to the role as of the last few months, and our brand new council member, Mr. Eric Granillo. Eric, tell me about your last name. It is not an uncommon name in our area. Your family has been here planting roots for a while. How? Give us a little history of the family.
So I was born in Prescott, and my parents came over here back in the early 80s, and we were born here in Prescott. And they've been around Chino a long time, a lot of development in Chino. We've seen it grow. I've been in Chino since I was 13. Purchased our first land in Chino in the 90s. My parents did. And then we moved over here to Chino, and I graduated high school at Chino Valley High School, and brought my wife over from the Valley and decided to make it our home full time here.
What types of business? You had mentioned that you started a business fairly young. You said 19?
Yes, we had a we had a cell phone store there in Chino off Perkinsville Road where the Verizon guy's at now. We started that years ago back in 2000, and we closed it in the 2008 during the recession.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we worked out of our house, and now we reopened the shop a few years ago, but it's in Glendale. Mm-hmm. But our company is still headquartered in Chino. We work out of our house, me and my wife, and our office is in Glendale and our other office is in Kingman.
That's the beauty of running a business in 2020, right. the ability to do it remotely, and that's really come into play this past 10 months with the coronavirus and COVID. A lot of people who were able to work from home and still generate income, and a lot of that had to do with wireless, cell phone technology and internet and things. Did you see, what kind of trends did you see in the business?
Oh, our business we've done about double the work this year than most years because just the amount of internet. We do internet wiring. We do security cameras and satellite internet for the rural areas. And it's super busy. A lot of, we cover the whole state of Arizona, so up in the res, it's just been crazy blowing up.
And that's huge, especially now, and we were talking off air a moment ago, with homeschooling. I mean, I'm not the brightest guy in the world, which is why I'm here talking on the radio in rural Arizona. It's either that or get a real job. Sorry, Bill. But now I find myself a guy who never really paid much attention in school. And now I'm supposed to be teaching fifth grade to my 11-year-old at home. We are both failing miserably. My wife has to come home and fix everything that I've broken in my son's brain at the end of every day. But that homeschooling aspect, especially, this year, and in areas like you'd mentioned, the res, or in area, even locally, parts of Chino, parts, much of Paulden that doesn't have the access to high-speed internet for either through cable or phone, a lot of the satellite programs like you're running, just to make sure our kids can be going to school. Fortunately, we're able to tie into one of the local high speeds through Hardwire, through the cable companies. But I was talking to some of our friends who have children my son's age and younger, just struggling to connect to try and get them 5 minutes a day with a teacher was a huge challenge. So companies like yours have really, really stepped up and filled the need. How important is it for the face of a council for a town like Chino Valley of this size, the small areas, especially the rural areas, how important is it for that council to reflect the business and be involved with the business community like you are?
Yeah, I've been involved in wireless for the last 20 years, and as 5G takes off, we know now that internet's more important than mm-hmm. ever before. So we're going to, as part of the town council, Chino's always been the Tri-City area has always been the last of getting the good internet access.
Yeah.
The United States is like 24th in the world of internet access. We should be number one. Like everything else, we should be number one. Our internet's more important than ever, right? So, you got smaller countries that are blowing us away for internet access. 5G is huge. It's going to be big. It's going to be the biggest thing that's ever come out. So I'm very involved in it, and I'd like to bring my expertise to the council, different parts of technology and things that we need. As a small business owner, I think I kind of have what it takes to know, what it takes to bring other businesses into Chino. So, from internet access to small businesses coming into Chino to development, I play a role in all that. And that's kind of why I ran for town council and to help that town out that I'm not moving anywhere. So I've been here last 30 years. So,
we're going to touch in on what you just said. You said that that's one of the reasons why you ran, because I'm baffled why anybody would want to be part of government in any way, let alone running for an office. To me, it's just so terrifying to be put under that kind of microscope. So we're going to get back to there. I wanted to switch gears and talk kind of the same thing with Christina. As far as planning, that's one thing that we hear a lot of, smart growth. How would you define smart growth? specific to a community the size of Chino Valley?
I think it's looking at the resources that you have and how you can grow from there. So I guess one of the things that I've noticed, like, in Chino Valley is, like, water resources.
Yeah.
Totally different here than in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And where there is infrastructure for that, picking back up on that and making sure that you develop in a way that is more efficient. That way is more cost efficient for people, and it's also better for the environment too.
Yeah. One of the things, one of the big misconceptions that I hear in dealing with the public and taking public feedback is the powers and the ability and the role that town government, both in the elected side as well as the infrastructure with the planning and zoning and things of that nature, the role that they have in when people try to develop their property. You know, it's a fine balance between things like personal property rights and the overall general plan of a community. What insight can either both of you give to that aspect? Because the thinking is, and this is one thing that we hear a lot, especially when we go out to the meet and greets with the community, is, and it frustrates me. My wife and I moved out here in 2004 from over there, the state to the other side of us, California.
Don't say it.
And and we got here in 04, and had people who moved here in the 90s said, you know what, we're here now, everybody else needs to stay home, which is kind of the general thinking, we wouldn't have moved here. And then had I said and pushed for, you know, hey, it's 2008, the economy's going by, everybody needs to stay out of the area, then the people that have moved here recently wouldn't be here. How do you respond when people are what's that term of, closing the door, shutting the door behind you?
Right. There's so much talk on Facebook, yeah, right, that's like, don't move over here. Don't move over here. But you got here 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you want to close the gates? You know, no, we don't want to let anybody in. Which, right, you can move anywhere you want. But what we need in Chino is structured growth, right? We need the infrastructure put in place.
Yeah.
Now it's more important now than ever because we see how fast Chino's moving. It's moving super fast, right? So the people are moving in. They're appalled in, you know, out in the county, outside county limits of Chino. It's like we need to build the infrastructure and have it going. People are complaining about there's no supermarkets. Well, guess what? The supermarkets don't want to move into Chino.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not that the town, there's all kinds of rumors going on, right? You hear it all the time. Everybody, you know, Facebook starts this wildfire and everybody believes somebody hears something. So we just need to put a good infrastructure in place so people can move here and,
yeah,
be responsible with the water. You know, we need responsible growth, right? So it's not don't close the gates on everybody. It's let people move here, but let's develop it properly.
The reason we moved here, the reason why many people moved or chose to stay, are the things, the open spaces, the beautiful scenery, the sunsets that cannot be beat. Well, that's why other people want to move here. So, Christina, when somebody owns parcels of land and they want to develop them or they want to build something other than the 5-acre ranches, what's the process? What can they do? What can they not do? How do they go about finding that information? I don't want you to get into the, yes, they can do one, A, B, C, and D, but what are the steps? Say, pretend I do, and I don't because I'm broke. Pretend I've got 50 acres.
Okay.
And I don't want to live on 50 acres. I want to develop it and make a little pocket change.
Okay.
What are the steps? What do I have to do? What can I do? I want to put 50 acres. I want to put 20 houses on it. What
okay.
What steps do I have to go through?
All right.
Some of them. Be broad.
Okay.
Put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't just go out and hire a contractor and start building houses.
No.
What do I have to do?
No.
What's one of the first steps?
Okay, so we mentioned water earlier. You want to look at if there's water available at that site, if it's connecting to existing infrastructure or if it's going to be something that gets certified through the state.
So I have to determine, can I tie into the water system and the sewer? Am I allowed to dig a well, put septic? If I do dig a well, is it going to be suitable water? So getting those things tested and all that stuff. Okay.
You want to look at the roads, too? So
haven't you heard? There are no roads in Chino Valley. That's what I know. We've got lots of roads, people. This may be my last broadcast, Bill.
So you want to plan out your lots that you might be subdividing to make sure that they have access to roadways.
And then one of the things that I've sat in some of these meetings are the neighborhood meetings, where then I would reach out to, and this is a legal requirement, reach out to some of the neighboring properties. And depending on what I'm doing, depending on what that developer is doing, they will have to reach out to different lengths away, whether that be 500 feet, 1,000, or whatever it happens to be, neighboring properties.
Yeah.
Show those neighbors the proposal, get some feedback, say, hey, this is what we're planning.
Yes.
Then listen to often the complaints or the suggestions or the options that I as a developer would have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would typically you'd want to meet with staff before you do that.
Gotcha. So that's where we get a hold of your department.
Yeah.
Go on over there too, and I should know this stuff. What's the address? It's behind the library.
1982 Voss Drive.
Voss Drive, right there behind the library, behind the courthouse, where you go pay some bills occasionally, where you get your building permits, things of that nature. I believe there's a business license is there as well.
Yeah.
I knew that. Mm-hmm. I was just testing you. You go there and you say, hey, look, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then I get to pick the brain of smart people from Illinois.
Exactly.
And you can say to me, well, what you're thinking here may not be in the best interest of the area because we have studied this and we know this and we know what's coming.
Yeah.
Maybe look at this direction.
Exactly.
Or maybe talk to your architect or your engineer and look at some of these options. And then when it comes to this fits the general plan of the town.
Yeah.
It fits in with like communities in our neighborhoods, in our town limits. Then one of those steps is to meet with neighbors and get their feedback to make sure you're not walking into a firestorm.
Yeah.
So the conception for a lot of people in our area is we just get to go out there with a tractor, start building, and it doesn't matter what neighbors think. So that's not the case.
No, it's not.
That is not the case. That's good to know. Now, of course, like we had said, there are so many things that we love about this area. We love about Arizona. We love about Yavapai County and that we love about Chino Valley. Those are the same things that are attractive to other people. So one of the things that we all have to remember is be good neighbors, be good people. Be nice to each other. And if you got questions, give Christina a call and let her know what you want to do. So, we've got a lot of other aspects about your job we want to get into. I really want to know what generated the crazy idea for somebody who appears to be normal and intelligent to want to throw his hat in the ring for a public office. That baffles me. That just baffles me. We want to get into that a little more when we return on KQ&A Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and 1130 AM. This is Matt Santos on KQ&A.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. I'm
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's it, it's planned!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it, the people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The chairman of the Arizona Senate Judiciary Committee is ordering the subpoena of Maricopa County's election equipment. The Republican-led committee gathered this morning to discuss ways to address suspected flaws they say falsely made Democrat Joe Biden win Arizona in the presidential race. Chairman Eddie Farnsworth, a Gilbert Republican, says a forensic audit of voting machines is not an option.
As we heard in testimony, at least part of the lawsuit seeks a forensic audit as the relief, and performing such an audit would actually render moot the legal action currently before the court. This action in no way is intended to cast aspersions on the county board or to be construed as an allegation of wrongdoing. It is simply the result of the board's concerns associated with ongoing litigation and this committee's desire to restore confidence in the election process.
Elections Department official Scott Jarrett tells the committee,
evidence that was presented in those court hearings overwhelmingly show that the system used in Maricopa County is accurate, reliable, and secure.
Mostly sunny, dry, breezy, and cold all week. An overnight low tonight near 20 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs around 47 tomorrow, 52 Wednesday and Thursday, back up to 47 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime to near 25, warming to a mostly sunny, breezy 54 Tuesday, 59 Wednesday and Thursday, 55 Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Hey, that's me. Thanks for sticking around. We are here with Christina Tranel and our senior planner for the town and our brand new council member, Eric Granillo. Now, Eric, well, first off, I think we got to address what's hanging over the room. There's a lot of scalp in this room right now. Between Eric and myself and, well, sorry, Bill, you too. We're pretty much, I think it's a requirement, Christina, you will have to shave your head before you leave this room.
Yes. I hope not. I shave
your head. COVID 2020 challenge.
Eric, what generated the interest for you to run for council? And was this, you went through the primaries this summer, the election in November. Was this your first entrance into the election process?
Yes, this was first ever for politics for me, any kind of politics whatsoever. So I dropped my name in the hat. Well, you know, as a American, U.S., it's like it's our duty to serve our country one way or another.
Yeah.
Our town, our state, our town, and what better way to start off with our little town? And I'm not the kind that goes on Facebook and complains about anything. I won't put anything on Facebook unless it's, you know, pictures of me and my wife and my kids. I don't complain about anything. I've had people bash me on Facebook, you know, rumors and all kinds of stuff, but I don't say anything. And, you know, part of our town, I never bashed the mayor, never said anything bad about, you know, council before. It's if you want to do something, do it yourself, right? Yeah. If you want to do something right, do it yourself. So that's one of the reasons I came on board is just to help out the town and bring myself on and, you know, my expertise and help out the town any which way I could. So
I the thought of being in the position you're in now just absolutely terrifies me. I don't know why. I guess I know my limits of my mental abilities to make decisions.
Well, you got to have thick skin, right? So people are going to talk, you know, people are going to bash you and talk, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a planner. Yeah. Any part of government work, I mean, I'm sure you even get bashed from the pictures you take, you know, it's like, you know, Matt takes pictures of
and
people.
That's and that's before I leave the house. Yeah. That's just my wife.
So, you know, you know, you gotta have thick skin. I've had, you know, 18 employees. I've had employees for the last 20 years and, you know, I've had, you know, people rip me off or people talk bad about me. It doesn't bother me. So, you know, I'm out there trying to do a good, you know, good for my town. And, that's one of the reasons I came aboard.
Growing up in this area, again, you can't walk down the street. You can't walk into a store, a gas station, a coffee shop without bumping into five people that you know. Well, now with social distancing, 2.5 people that you know, which I have worked for local media, the print media with the local paper. I worked for our state government for a while in a customer service role, seeing everybody in the county at one point or another, working through the schools. There's nothing that gives me more anxiety than when I park at the grocery store and my wife or my son will look at me after about 30 seconds and go, "Are you getting out?" And I just sit there and go, "I'm not going to be able to walk past the milk without 9 people stopping me to ask me a question." And that's people that know me and know I have, one, no influence and don't have any answers whatsoever. Now you're going into your role. You were sworn in on the 8th, a week or so ago. as your new role as counsel, where you actually have some decision-making ability. And how are you going to get your shopping done, I guess, is my question.
Well, two things. I usually send my wife.
Your ice cream's going to melt.
It is. It's the truth. My wife goes in there. But I go to Safeway and I shop. We shop local for everything. But we, go to work in and I go get a part of Ace or, A to Z. And I'm sitting there talking to Josh or some, whoever. I'm just sitting there talking. 30 minutes, I'm like, oh man, I gotta be at the job site. 45 minutes, oh, I gotta be at the job site. Now I gotta be at the job site. And you do get caught up talking to people, and it's gonna be worse now.
Yeah, because now they're gonna want to know when their road is getting paved or when those potholes are getting fixed or why aren't you doing something about my neighbor?
Right. But I talked to another council member, and he said, I'm not gonna mention any names, but he said, just put your head down and tell them go to the next town meeting. So.
And that's a perfect time to drop this in after the first of the year. The second and fourth Tuesday of every month is when we have our council meetings. Again, we're practicing social distancing. We do have the ability to watch them live streaming on Facebook and on YouTube. The videos are then archived on YouTube. You can watch them whenever you want. And one of the highlights, for me anyway, this is one thing I really enjoy about our public meetings, is the call to the public that takes place at our council meetings, because they are anything from informative to entertaining, the call to the public. So it's a chance for anyone to voice any issue that they have, any cause that they have, as long as it's not something that's on the agenda. You get the microphone for 3 minutes at the start of every meeting to present whatever you'd like to council and to staff. So take advantage of that. It is a chance for you to be heard. Again, there are different ways to do that in person or through dropping off a letter to the clerk's office. Please, chinoaz.net is where you can find information on how to participate in that and other things to keep in mind as far as attendance and social distancing and face coverings and things. So chinoaz.net, find out about that. The regular schedule of meetings will resume in January. So one of the other misconceptions, we've talked about a couple of them when it comes to planning and building and developing. Another big one comes with the council. It is not for the big, huge paycheck you get as a council member. Is not why you ran. Is that correct?
No. If any, it's not about the pay at all.
It's primarily the council positions, even the mayor position, and all of the commissioners and all the board, the different committee members. They're for the most part a volunteer position.
Correct.
Now, the elected, and I don't remember, we don't need to mention it. You can call town hall if you want. It's a couple $100 to cover things like gas and things of that nature, travel to and from meetings. But for the amount of time that council members, any elected official in the town of Chino Valley has to put in, there's a small stipend that helps you get to and from the meetings and things of that nature. But for the most part, it's a volunteer position.
It is, and you do have to drive around town a lot and, check out different roads. And, yeah. I mean, we do that anyways. And, by the way, the Zoom meetings are great. The YouTube, you guys do a pretty good job with that. Yeah. So.
That's a Spencer Guest creation.
Spencer does a good job doing that.
He does. And that was a challenge because, as with everything COVID-related, it was kind of a learn as you go and get it done today. And you won't know what has to be done till tomorrow is a lot of the problems that come about. Well, we're wrapping up here. We got a couple of minutes to go. Some of the accomplishments, Eric, that you would like to do, to be part of, to be the forefront of in your first term. Notice how I said first term as a council member.
Yes. Roads are a big deal. Our development, our infrastructure is the biggest thing. Building out, whether it be roads or new, lot splits, depending on how we're going to go about that. And just technology, a little bit of everything that has to be involved in town, and I want to be part of it and make decisions with the other council members.
Very good. Christina, in the planning department as our senior planner, what are some things that you would like the community to know about you and your department before they come knocking on your door?
I think that I just want them to know that we're looking to the future and trying to plan what's best for the community as a whole, not just on a for an individual.
Yeah. And that is key. We have so many different personalities in this area. We have people who have been here for generations, living next door to newbies like myself who have only been here for a small few years, and we have families and individuals moving in as we speak. So our elected officials, our town leadership, our senior planner, our town management has a lot of different things to juggle, and rest assured they are doing what they can and making the decisions that are best for the community as a whole, but they can only make those decisions if they hear from you. So think about it. Second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 6 p.m. is our meetings. I can be reached at informationofficer@chinoaz.net. If you would like to email me, and I could make sure your thoughts, your wishes, your desires, your causes, your complaints, if you got them, go to the right individual, and I will follow up with you to make sure your questions are being answered. You have been listening to KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. We will be right back with some final thoughts after these messages.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for spending your hour with us on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. This is Matt Santos. Everything happening with the town of Chino Valley is available at chinoaz.net, CVAZ Town on social media, and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at chinovalley.org. We want to thank brand new council member Eric Granillo for coming in and talking with us today. Our senior planner, Christina Tranel, thank you for coming in for your radio debut. And as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. We will talk at you later.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.